Now I'd like to do an exercise with you that will help you focus on healing your sacral chakra. Begin by closing your eyes. Bring your awareness inside the center of your head. And as before, feel as though you're drawing the breath towards you and releasing it from you. As you inhale, feel filling up with new vitality, softening and opening from the inside out. With the exhale, feel stress and tension flowing away from you, leaving your body. Letting yourself settle down deeper and deeper inside. Feeling your contacts with whatever you're sitting or lying upon. Experiencing your entire body, all of a piece. And now imagine that you're going to a safe place, a special place that's yours alone. No one can go to this place except you. This place exists totally for your safety, nurture, and support. This place could be inside, outside, somewhere you've been, or somewhere you've always wanted to go. It doesn't matter, it's your place, so it can be anything, any combination of. Imagine looking around this place and noticing the colors, the shapes. Notice the sights and the sounds, the aroma. Completely take in your special place through all of your senses. Look around this place and find a spot where you can sit or lie down and feel totally supported, totally comfortable. As you become aware of the energy that flows through the second chakra or is blocked, doesn't flow through, is unbalanced. You may begin to become aware of different feelings that you have about yourself, about life, about a sense of deserving or entitlement. It can be helpful to think of the archetype for the sacral chakra as being the victim, or the emperor or empress. Channeling the energy in a positive way can give us a healthy sense of entitlement, but not an overblown one. A healthy sense of entitlement means we've claimed our responsibility to care for ourselves, to nurture and support ourselves and build our creativity and begin to give it birth into the world. So as you rest in your special place, feel like you're in a flow of life, as if things are going along smoothly, easily. Feel what it would be like to release any sense of self-sacrifice from your life. Feel owning your own power for choosing and creating your own happiness and well-being. Feel your inner freedom and your ability to know about your own emotions and communicate them appropriately to the people in your circle. Feel the release of any doubt, fear, or shame that holds you back from experiencing all that you deserve in life. Feel unconditional love for yourself. Imagine what that would be like to feel acceptance, ease. What would it be like to feel happiness, health, joy? To forgive the past and embrace yourself fully. Feel the strength that grows as you embrace personal responsibility in healthy doses. Assuming the responsibility to fulfill yourself, create your life. Build a strong foundation that supports and sustains you. Feel the freedom of knowing that you can walk away from any situation that does not allow you to fully express the best parts of you. Feel deeply that you deserve the best in life. Feel your own creativity and power bubble up deep inside. Feel deep healing energies beginning to flow through you. Nothing more than just the experience of feeling the energies, not thinking about what might be done or not done. For now, just letting yourself feel the deep healing balm of that energy, like a wellspring, nourishing you from deep within. To whatever level you can, begin to feel happiness and joy. Breathe into it like fanning a flame until it grows into a fire that glows. Look around your special place and know that you can return here for healing, rest, to build your creativity, whatever you need. This place exists for you. And now, coming back into normal awareness, breathe deeply from the inside out. And as you exhale, blow the energy down through your legs and out through your feet. Coming back slowly, gently, a little at a time, until finally, when you're ready to be back, slowly open your eyes.